Matsya Avatar or the Fish Avatar is the first among the 10 incarnations of Lord Vishnu. Once, there was a demon named Hayagriva with the face of a horse who stole the Vedas from Brahma, the creator of the universe, and had disappeared into the oceans. During those times, there was a highly virtuous and a pious king named Satyavrat or Vaivasvat Manu who ruled over Bharatvarsha. One day, the king went to Kruthamala River to do his morning prayers. When he took some water from the river in his cupped palms, he found a tiny fish in it. When he wanted to drop the fish into the rivers, it requested him to give shelter for fear of being eaten away by the bigger fishes in the river. The king obliged and carried the fish to his palace and dropped it in a vessel. With the fish growing in size rapidly, Vaivasvat Manu had to change the container to bigger ones. Finally, when none of the containers were enough to contain the fish, it was eventually transferred to a pond, then to a lake, then to the river Ganges, and then finally to the ocean. The fish was growing even bigger in the ocean. And once, it thanked Vaivasvat Manu for giving shelter till then and assured the king that it would appear back after a while to rescue the king from the floods. Meanwhile, the fish instructed the king to collect the best of the seeds from the plants and the best of the representatives of the animals. It also advised that a huge ship be built and kept in ready condition. Soon, the great floods started swallowing the earth. The king had by then gathered all the seeds and the representatives of all species of animals in the huge ship. The huge fish Matsyavatar appeared and brought with it the huge snake Vasuki. The ship with Manu and his collections aboard were tied to the horn of the fish with the snake Vasuki. The fish swam over the floods, pulling the ship to a safer region, reaching the top of mighty Himalayas. Once the great flood subsided, the demon Hayagriva was exposed. Matsyavatar fought with the demon and killed him and rescued the Vedas, handing them over to Brahma. All the seeds gathered in the ship were thrown on the earth. All the representatives of the different animal species started procreating once again. Vaivasvat Manu performed a huge sacrifice or yajna to please the gods. With the blessings of the god, a beautiful woman named Ida appeared from the fire and married Manu. Both of them gave rise to the human race once again.